Following a pair of court orders last week, the Trump administration will free up at least some of a $4.5 billion reserve fund to provide money to the food stamps program. However, when the money will be available or how much individuals will receive remains unclear. Philabundance CEO Lori Jones Brown says they're giving more food to their community partners to cover the federal shortfall.
Is that our community partners go into this online portal, like when you're shopping online, and they can pick what cases they want. This, you know, cases of tomato sauce, cases of tuna. They kind of fill up their cart, and either we deliver that or to them, or they pick it up from us. So we've just said you can have even more. We've increased essentially the case limit so they can order more from us in this time of heightened need.
Jones Brown says the group is also getting extra help from city and state funding, along with donations to help pay for the extra food they're distributing. An exhibition featuring the works of two-time Academy Award-winning costume designer Ruth Carter opens Thursday at the African American Museum of Philadelphia. WHYY's Eric Nixon got a preview.
Known for her costume designs for various critically acclaimed movies, from Malcolm X to Do the Right Thing to Marvel films Black Panther and Wakanda Forever, Ruth Carter is an icon in cinema history. DeJay Duckett is vice president of the museum's curatorial services.
Having the opportunity to talk to Ruth and her team over the past year to bring this to Philadelphia has meant the world to me.
Following the special opening event last Saturday, the exhibition will be available to the public Thursdays through Sundays through September 6th, 2026. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
Sunny skies on this Tuesday afternoon, 61 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Wilmington at 61 as well. Princeton sitting at 60. For the remainder of the day in Philadelphia, skies are going to stay clear. Temperatures are going to trend downwards. Overnight, we're looking at lows getting into the lower 40s in the pre-dawn hours. Tomorrow, going to be warmer than today. Highs on Wednesday, peak in the mid-60s.